Yes, Kenny, and that's the reason why I'm ringing you a bit later than usual. It was an unbelievable game. Derry got a winning score in the ninth minute of extra time. Now, this is the second half I'm talking about. It was unbelievable. Middleton had a couple of yellow cards. Derry were on their line. Their defence was absolutely magnificent. But eventually, they got a penalty and they drove forward, and there was a melee near the line, and Simon Logue, probably one of the smallest guys in the pitch, we scrum half, he managed to burrow over. The referee gave him a score. Young McDonald kicked the conversion and that left it 10 points to 6. But certainly from a spectator's point of view, it might have been the greatest game of rugby, but its excitement goes. And, you know, you have to feel sorry for Middleton because they put everything into that game, and that defeat just, you know, keeps them at the bottom of the table, and I'm sure it'll be a long trip home to Cork tonight. From Derry's point of view, that could be a saving grace there, because with Enniscorthy next week, you know, that's going to be a very, very difficult game. But it now gives them a cushion of 6 points ahead of Middleton, and depending on what Bangor do. It was 3-all at half-time. It was a game, again, that, as I say, you could see the tension, a lot of passes dropped, but it was Stuart Lee there out half, and captain, he kicked a penalty. And then young Alec McDonald, he equalised with 5 minutes to half-time. 5 minutes into the second half, Lee kicked an absolute screamer of a penalty from between the 10-metre and the halfway line, 6 points to 3. So Gary realised at that stage that any more penalties could be punished. But from then on, they really did call the shots. Heard you mention there the Ulster-Claremont game. Like the first half, which I saw before I came out, Derry had at least 3 kickable penalties, and on all occasions they went for lineouts, and they never got any points. And Ulster suffered the same way, and it looked as if maybe they had let them off the hook. But a couple of yellow cards didn't help in Middleton's case. But then, with about 5 minutes to go in the 75th minute, they were penalised in front of the post, and one of those kicks you think, you couldn't miss. But John McDonald, unfortunately, pulled it left, hit the upright, and came out. The Middleton player who caught the ball behind the dead ball line was absolutely stunned. He didn't know what to do. He was caught in possession, and that at the end of the day almost led to where the score came from, because it was all the pressure after that atoll. But only as I say, in the 48th minute of the second half, Derry got the line. Simon Logue wriggled in, and McDonald converted 10 points to 6, and a great way to start 2020 from Derry, because, you know, they've had a lot of hairy results, but that one today will give them a lot of confidence, and certainly, it means a big, big difference to them that it would have been had it stayed at 6-3. But a very, very exciting game from that point of view, and certainly a value for money as far as time goes in that one. Final score, Kelly, from Judges Road, AIL Division 2C, was City Derry 10, Middleton 6.